Or is this the best time, perhaps? Suggested the Marshal General. If this stronghold faces peril from a Kriya. I think it is past, said the Duke slowly. Poxenarian unmasked the traitors within. When I sent for your aid, they were already dead. We had found a tunnel leading into a cellar from without, and expected an invasion of some sort. It came the next night. We burned the last of the bodies yesterday. You have wounded that need healing? Yes, but they are not all Guardsmen. We'll try what we can. Are you sure your traitors are all found? I hope so. Poxenarian wanted me to ask more help. She is not sure she would find them all. We can help with that, certainly. I had not expected so quick a response. And you come from Varela? Your messenger, my lord, came to the Grange at Burning Mead. The marshal there, Karen, she nodded at her, had come to Varela to meet me. Her yeoman marshal forwarded the message as fast as he could, which for us is very fast. The Duke nodded. I remember. He coughed, and Pox watched him, worried again. He took a careful breath and went on. My message was short, Marshal General, as word of peril should be. But you must know that I acknowledge, have already admitted to my captains that I was wrong, years ago, to blame you for my wife's death. My lord, interrupted Arianna, in dealing with great evils, as you and I have done, all make mistakes. The High Lord grant I never make a worse, in fact, I have made worse. She nodded toward Pox. There is one, as you rightly said, and the elves said at the time. Certainly neither I, nor my predecessor, intended harm to your wife and children, or to Poxenarian. But whether by error or overwhelming evil, harm came. If you can now believe that it was unintentional, that I sorrow for it, that is well enough. I make bold to contradict a Marshal General, said the Duke with a wry smile. It is not quite enough. He took a long breath, staring into his mug, and none thought to interrupt him. You may remember that in the years before my wife was killed, this entire company fought under the protection of Gerd. I do. After that, when I was no longer any way a Guardsman, I thought to keep, nonetheless, the standards of honor in the company and in my holdings that were appropriate. So you do, said Marshal Karen. You're known as a fair and just lord, and your company... The Duke waved her to silence. Compared to some, Marshal, that may be so, but compared to what this company was, well, you can ask my captains if you don't believe me. He nodded to Doran, Arkelin, and the others. No one responded. The Duke continued. The last year I campaigned in Arrhenius, even I had to admit the changes. We were short of men, through treachery. I expect you've heard the tale of Dwarfwatch. The Marshal General nodded. Yes, so I called back veterans, and when that wasn't enough, I hired free swords in Arrhenius itself. That changed the company. Worse than that, I used them as I'd never used them before. And when Siniava was caught, I... He looked up as Pox stirred. The Marshal General, too, looked at her. Pox wished the Duke would not speak of that time, but he smiled at her and went on. I was so angry, Marshal General, at his treachery, at his cruelty to my men and others, that I would have tortured him, had Pox not stopped me, and I was angry with her at the time. But you didn't. The Marshal General's voice was remote and cool. No, I wanted to, though. You could have,